recognize a 30 in terms of what? In terms of the people being saved?
They're not valid. Well, that's the question mark. See, and you raise the right, that's the right word. You see, what is finally at stake here? I mean, is this just our version of Let's Play Church? You know, let's talk about grace and faith this week. It's interesting. Salvation. How do you know you're going to be saved? How do you know you're not going to be damned? But what authoritative word can you trust that tells you you are saved that you're willing to go to the graveyard with? The last question Luther was asked before he slipped into unconsciousness, when he died there at Eisleben. What the last question he was asked was, are you willing to die in what you've taught? They understood. You know, are you still confident? Because you're going to leave us all here hanging on what you've told us. Are you confident that you can die with what you believe, with what you've taught us? And he said, yeah. That's the issue. You see, now why does that even sound odd maybe to us? Because we take salvation for granted. It's just a foregone conclusion. We're all latent universalists. You see, it doesn't have that potency anymore. You know, and rightly so in one sense, because it's our message is not, you know, beware, you know, repent. You're on the precipice of doom. I mean, we tend not to go there as Lutherans, because that really isn't. The New Testament doesn't go there very much. So that's not our emphasis. But for heaven's sake, it needs to be said, you see. So if you're concerned about these words in our vocabulary and what they actually mean, we have to ask, well, where do they finally derive their authority, and who safeguards that authority? I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. Now, why does the word apostolic mean?
It's got to be in accordance with the teaching.
It has to be, I believe, in a church that stands in the tradition of the apostolic teaching.
Which was all of the above.
Yes, it stands in the tradition that we have inherited and received. And then those words need to be unpacked. And see, of course, all of us say, well, the sectarian Protestants don't, but all of us normal Christians who use the creed will say, I believe in one holy apostolic and Catholic and apostolic church. And then we will proceed to disagree with each other on what that means, you see. So back to my original point, to discuss with other Christians, to have conversation about this, it's important to have some concept of what they're talking about and what we're talking about. So at least we're on the same cognitive plane here with regard to the language. Yeah.
And the whole purpose and intent, I would imagine, behind that discussion is to get the clear message. Since getting the clear message about Christ and what he has done is the very power that God uses to reach
precisely
and save a lost.
That is exactly what the New Testament says. That salvation comes through hearing, and hearing comes, and what you hear is the preaching of Christ. St. Paul said, is determined to know nothing among you except Christ and him crucified. In other words, that's all I preached. That was my message. I didn't get siphoned off into other things. That's what I was here to teach. That's what I am here to teach. Yes? Sure.
So what they're basically asking Luther is, are you ready to die without the last sacrament of the Roman Catholic
Sure.
Church, or are you going to recant?
Are you ready to die in faith?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's enough. Is it? Well, millions of Catholics will say that it isn't. And if you're willing to stand up in the face of what effectively amounts to the bulk of Christian tradition, where did that confidence come from? I was at, when I was in seminary, I did my internship up at Concordia College, you know, as you know that, and in Minnesota. And one of the faculty members one of the new faculty members just moved to campus, was visiting us in the campus pastor's office one day, and his wife was there, and they were Roman Catholics. And we were talking about various things, and I just offhandedly said, well, gee, well, now that you're living here among a Lutheran community in a Lutheran college, maybe consider being a Lutheran. And she got this kind of quizzical look on her face, and she said, you know, she said, I have thought about that, but she said, I just can't leave the tradition. It's just too powerful. Well, and look, you know, what if I stood up here week after month after year and said, anyone outside of the Lutheran tradition is going to hell, or at least can have no confidence that they're going anywhere else but there. Can't say for sure, but, well, over time, if you even start contemplating the idea of leaving, think, well, I don't know, I've been hearing all these years that only salvation is mediated through the Lutheran Church. I don't know. And that's what's been going on, you see, for centuries. Now, on the Protestants, of course, we can rise to the occasion with that one any day of the week and start blasting them, you know. But, you see, if you try to look at it from a standpoint of what is being affirmed, okay, and that's, we talk about that, so it's fair to talk about that, say, where the Catholics are concerned, for example. What is being affirmed in that statement? Well, they're functioning in this role, the affirmation of episcopal oversight. The affirmation is that you can have confidence when you are practicing your Christian life under our ministry that you are in the path of salvation. So you can relax.